And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger. But before she wrapped him up, don't you think Mary counted his little fingers and toes, I mean, and marveled how small, yet how perfect? Do you think she remembered that day, those little hands, some 33 years later, on that knoll just outside Jerusalem, when Jesus' hands were nailed to the wood of his cross? Hard to imagine the horror of the cross at Jerusalem when you stand beside the manger in Bethlehem. In fact, you may be thinking, why bring that up and dampen our Christmas joy? But actually, it's the shadow of the cross on the cradle that makes for real Christmas joy. For the Son of God became a son of man, was born with a body truly human, in order to offer up that body on the cross for us, a sacrifice of atonement, the payment price for our salvation from death eternal. From the Father's throne he came, his banished children, to reclaim.